Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, look at this. This is the state of Minnesota. This was yesterday.
Hey, folks,
social
have
media
you ever
platforms.
Seen this before?
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. My trees were raining. I've never seen this. My trees were raining. They were melting the frost off them. It's been just, the weather's been unprecedented. Never, ever seen this before in all of my life. Oh, and of course, they're spraying. There's no doubt about it, folks. This morning, they were spraying again. Tomorrow, it's supposed to be 51 degrees in the state of Minnesota. 51 degrees in the state of Minnesota. Let me say it again. I've never, ever seen this in all of my life. Talked to a guy yesterday. He was in Florida. I told him what was going on. He said, yeah, I was just in Michigan where they're, you know, getting doused just like we are in the state of Minnesota, which we're not in Minnesota right now. We're Minnesota without snow. And he said, I said to him, hey, I just got a question for you. He said, what's that? I said, have you ever seen this before in all of your life? He said, I've never seen it before. Never ever seen it before. Again, if you want to check it out and understand where America is today, just go to 28:24 of Deuteronomy, 28:24, because it's exactly what is happening this morning. Get up, look up. Oh my goodness, folks, it was a checkerboard. That's what it was. It was a checkerboard. They're geoengineering. Hey, folks, for the people that listen to me alone, if you were to take the time and to share these, if you were to take the time and talk to your relatives, regardless if they want to hear it or not, you have to tell them what's going on, because if you don't, all those 94%, and I'm sure it's a good portion of the people that you know, too, that don't believe the media, they're going to go right along with the next narrative that they're sold, and they're going to be taxed, which means they're going to be further enslaved, and so are their children, to pay for taxes concerning another crisis that they themselves created. That's what this is. It's called geoengineering. They're spraying chemicals down on the people. This has been going on in Minneapolis since 1968. This is in the congressional record. Go ahead and challenge me. 1-866-582-9933. Matter of fact, we've shared several mainstream media pieces on this as well. They're acknowledging it. They're acknowledging that it's a part of the congressional record. Your government all the well knows what's going on. PeoplesVoice.com just highlighted New Hampshire now becomes the second state to ban chemtrails. Okay, just to show you. You have to share these videos with your friends. You have to talk to your friends. You can, just for the people listening to me today, you can get this message across the country. Easy. From east to west to east, from north to south, south to north. You know as well as I do the mainstream media, useful idiots, the conservatives of the day, they're not going to talk on these topics. though it's verifiable every step of the way, and it's scriptural, and they all claim to be Christians, so I'm trying to figure out why they're not letting the people that they care about so much, they're there for the constituents, right? Not, they're there to support their golden calf, their sponsors, that's why they're making millions of dollars every year off your ignorance, and everyone that I could name right now, you'd know their names. Okay, but again, look at this. New Hampshire becomes second U.S. state to ban chemtrails. Oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. Is it? It's happening as we are speaking. Again, those trees, folks, I've never seen anything like it before. The trees were raining.
It's the trees.
I mean, it was just everything. You could hear it rain on the leaves, right? This is outside of the studios. And what did you hear? You heard it raining. Now, where you were standing, it wasn't raining, of course. And again, it was frost melting from the trees. But I have never in my whole entire life ever seen anything even relatively close to what I'm witnessing today. And it's all man-made nonsense. It's the judgments of God, period. A lot of people are trying to figure out what's going on with Texas. Man, Abbott is our man. Abbott is doing a great job. Yesterday I highlighted the fact that Abbott is not your friend. Abbott and his lieutenant governor are actually importing these illegals on trains, planes, and automobiles, said he. Not me, said he. We played the piece for you a week and a half ago. The news anchor was doing a fantastic job, showed him the law that condemned the crimes of treasonous Joe's criminal administration while 329.5 million people stand back and allow him to do it. And what was interesting is then he asked, well, what's happening with the illegals that are getting in? The lieutenant governor turns and contradicts everything he just said. Contradicted everything he just got done saying. What did he say? Well, we're sending them to cities throughout the United States. That's exactly the objective. How are they at war with each other? They're not. Check this out, folks. Don't know this guy, but he is saying Texas border spat a big charade. Of course it is. If you can see Greg Abbott right here on this picture, a picture is worth a thousand words, right? Well, this picture alone should tell you what's going on. Here's Netanyahu, who was actually kicked out of office by his own people because he was trying to force the jab on three-quarters of the people in Israel that were rejecting the experimental jabs. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. But here he is with old Greg Abbott. Folks, they're not at war with each other. They're in it together, okay? This woman right here, Spreely.tv, from Tay-Tay to the Texas Border Showdown, she believes it's a total psyop, that it doesn't even exist. No, this is a provocation of war. Someone just asked me a couple minutes ago, do you believe that we're going to secede? Absolutely not. And if we did, it was purposed. These are the crimes that we were warned of by Karl Deunitz, the would-be freer of Adolf Hitler back in the 30s, when he said, I'm telling you right now, this is exactly where the problems are coming from. Listen carefully. These disgusting crimes and those that created the war were the politicians. That's right. Working hand in glove with Joseph Goebbels. I don't know if anybody's ever seen the end of Joseph Goebbels, have you? Because if you haven't, this just comes to my aid right now. I just want to show you what happens to those that war against God, those that war against heaven in the natural. I'm not talking about just in the spiritual, folks. We already know where they're going because they're sowing into sin. They're going to reap sin. And what's the end of sin? It's death. Here's Joseph Goebbels right here. This is the end of Joseph Goebbels. He killed his whole family. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. This is Facebook. Don't want you to see it again. But he killed his whole family, killed all of his girls. Then he ended up committing suicide, just like Judas, who kissed the Son of Man, betraying the truth for 30 pieces of silver. How does that work out? It doesn't, does it? Nope. Whatever a man sows, he's going to reap it. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going through the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, and at the same time, in a part of 1 Kings, I'm reading and going over the book of Psalms, because a majority of those Psalms are written by David throughout his testing, trials, and tribulations. And over and over and over again, folks, it's interesting to see how the Lord delivered him in his favor. There was consequence to his sin with Bathsheba, don't get me wrong. No question about it. Absalom, Ammon, the list goes on. But the fact of the matter is the Lord still preserved David whithersoever he went, in spite of David. So praise God for his mercy and his grace. Now with that said, I want to go forward because when I think of Psalm 2, I think of, and I'm just going to go there really quick because I'm just shooting from the hip. And I want you to listen to this because it's important that you hear this because I know that the bad guys are tapping in today. I can always discern when they're doing this, and I just want to send a message to them really quick. The kings, those that think they're the kings of the earth, set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his children, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. What's the response from heaven? He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in great derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Now, he does his best to exhort the rebels to turn from their wicked ways and turn unto the Lord in godly repentance, because he says, be now wise, O you wannabe kings of the earth. Be instructed, you judges of the earth, those that have been entrusted to represent the American people through delegated authority. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, that means meet him on his terms, lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but for a little. But there's there's a new breed of people on the scene. There's a whole new breed of people on the scene because they think that history's not going to repeat itself. They're going to finally finish the job concerning what their father, the devil, started a long time ago, because the technological advances that have been made, they think now that they're going to get away with it. Well, they do this, folks, every 30, 40 years we see this happen. I mean, and there's always the tyrant wannabes in between, right? And I was just highlighting the fact that this is Joseph Goebbels right here. He's the guy that did the biddings of the devil himself, as well as his master. He was a subordinate to that of none other than Adolf Hitler. Look at his end. He was the propaganda minister. Look at him. Poor guy. Now, I know the Bible says that the Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but folks, you got to remember something. This guy sowed. He reaped what he sowed. God is not mocked. For whatever he sows, shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And the end of sin is death. Romans 6:23. This is when he wanted to go ahead and test his resources. He wanted to test his wooden sword against God's spirit, and that didn't fare very well. The sad part about it is it also fell to his kids. He killed his whole family. Again, this is Joseph Goebbels. These people think, for some reason or another, they're impervious to God's judgment. You are sadly mistaken. You are sadly mistaken. Just want to make clear that you are sadly mistaken, and I wanted to set the record straight. We're going to take Mary really quick from Phoenix. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Mary. What say you, my friend?
Well, it's always wonderful hearing you, because you always speak the truth and the Word of God, and I love you for that, so thank you.
Thank you.
What is really bothering me is that I'm in the state of Arizona, and we have a governor who is just allowing the illegals to come in here. Mm-hmm. And they're coming at Sky Harbor Airport, and they're giving these free tickets to go wherever they're supposed to go, assigned to go. And this thing with Abbott in Texas is smoke and mirrors.
Yep, that's right.
It's totally smoke and mirrors. And then I wanted to ask you a question.
Can I answer something, though, before you get to the question? I was just in Arizona, just did an event in Surprise, Arizona, 2.5 weeks ago. I had sheriffs there, representatives there. I don't understand what it is that many of these people don't understand. I'm friends with Sheriff Mark Lamb out there, Richard Max, a friend of ours as well. And the only one that I really see taking it serious to, I mean, really the rubber meeting the road at the level of sincerity, is Richard Mack. I mean, that guy's adamant. He's an old-timer. He knows what's gone into this country, and he wants to preserve it. Mark Lamb is doing the same thing, but I think sometimes people play with the enemy. They fraternize with the enemy, and I'm not alluding in saying that about Mark Lamb, but I'm just saying really what it comes down to, Mary, is the said representatives putting up with the governor. That's a plant in your state. There's no question about it. She was planted there in the face of the population of Arizona, which is easily a majority conservative. They get in there, and then the people get mad. The said conservatives get mad at the people and say, look at you people voted in. No, it's called voter fraud. She's there by fraud. You know she's there by fraud. So really what it comes down to, Mary, and I say this with my hand on your shoulder, it's our fault that we're allowing this to happen in the first place, because we see in other states where the people hold the devil's feet to the Constitution, like in DeWine in Ohio over there. He was going to go ahead and pass a bill giving money over to little kids that wanted to become the opposite of the way God created them. Well, the said representatives of that state said, you're not doing it. And just like Thomas Jefferson said, it's our job to hold their feet to the core of upholding the laws. If the devil himself was in office, the people should stand up and demand that he obeys his oath, and it's the same thing that goes for Arizona. The point that I wanted to make really quick, and I'll give it back to you, Mary, is just this. I don't think that people really take it too seriously right now until something happens to them or it comes to their front door. In just a short amount of time, both those things are going to happen. They can rest assured. Amos 6:3.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. No, thank you for saying that. I always pray for the blood of protection over my home.
Amen.
And for my city, because you don't know who's coming down the streets, and I don't want it to see killer boots in my backyard. But Carrie Lake, she went in to the GOP yesterday, I believe, or the and she was trying to suggest a replacement for Jeff DeWittless, the traitor, and our GOP in Arizona booed her, the GOP, because she exposed this evil. But anyway, I wanted to ask you something.
Okay, so with that, though, let's just have this conversation, Mary. We're okay? This is live radio. This is your show right now. Carrie Lake is a plant. She's going along with the same players. The cameras, every time she wants to whisper, the cameras are right up to her face. They're putting WWF, pro wrestling at its very worst, putting up opponents for her all day long. The fact of the matter is she's a part of the problem. She's been a part of the problem since day one. She can say all the right things, but the problem is she's doing everything wrong, and now the people in Arizona are beginning to understand what I've been telling the people of Arizona since the beginning Carrie Lake popped up on the scene. I don't know what people don't understand. We judge them by their fruit. If they're on television all the time, they're a part of this pro wrestling setup. Okay, there's one good guy, there's one bad guy. But you got to understand some politics, what you're seeing out there through the television sets, it's all propaganda. It's a controlled narrative from start to finish. And the fact of the matter is Carrie Lake's a part of all of that, and I wish the people in Arizona would wake up to that fact, because sooner or later they're going to eat the fruit of her ways if they don't put a stop to her ways.
Well, thank you for telling me that. That breaks my heart, but the truth is the truth.
It is.
And, oh my God, I wanted to ask you something. I have been watching this one woman who says that she's speaking the word of God. She goes through scripture like you cannot believe, and she is promoting, and she has said that Donald Trump has been anointed by God the Father to be the president. She is guiding everyone to believe in Donald Trump, and that he's going to come back, and she says that God refers to him as his David.
Yeah,
and
buddy.
I'm like,
yeah, that's the idolatry is sick. Well, first of all, the Bible clearly says let women be silent in the church. There's the first problem. And to test the prophet, go to Deuteronomy 13, and you'll see right there she is diverting people away from the Lord God. Third of all, look at John Calvin and what he said. He said when God means to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers. He can read Psalm 12:8. I would love to get this woman on my show. Can you go ahead and give us her name?
Her name, of course, Julie Green. Julie Green. It's at Rumble, and it's Julie, J-U-L-I-E, and then Green, like the color.
Okay, now for the sake of the fact that I'm running a national ministry here, will you do me a favor? First of all, it was 1 Corinthians 14:34. Will you get Julie Green to get on my show with me, Mary? Would you commit to getting her on my show? I would love to have her on the show, and I'd love to take her through the scriptures that she's perverting and inverting every step of the way. What are your thoughts?
Well, one of the things that I don't do for my own protection is I don't...
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The President of the United Auto Workers claims President Biden is a man that the working class voter can trust.
Biden has a history of serving others. and serving the working class and fighting for the working class, standing with the working class.
UAW President Sean Fain issued the remarks during an interview with CBS News on Sunday. Fain announced the UAW's endorsement of the Biden campaign last week. It's income tax season, and you can now start the process of filing your 2023 federal income tax return. Commissioner Danny Werfel of the Internal Revenue Service assured that efforts have been made to ensure a smooth and straightforward tax filing experience. The Mona Lisa is reportedly left undamaged, that after a group in France demonstrating food insecurity through soup at the iconic painting last weekend in a show of protest. The glass case covering the painting protected it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking to Mary from Phoenix, and she's bringing up a woman that's driving traffic over to Donald Trump. Well, that's a part of the curse, not the blessing, for the record. I also wanted to make clear that in this country we don't have leaders. We are followers of the Christ who established his law. And if you look at Article 6, Section 2, you'll see what I'm talking about there. And we're premised on the common law, the original intent of common law, which is the core, the Torah, canon law, ecclesiastical law, and that's the first five books of Moses. So when you begin to drive people to a man, you better understand in 1 Samuel 8, that was the thing that the Lord said not to do, but they did it anyways, and then they ended up having Saul, and the Lord, through Samuel, warned the people what was going to happen if you were to serve man. And just to put this in a real small nutshell for you, a quick download. Remember, he who trusts in the arm of the flesh is cursed, and that's exactly where this woman is driving people. Back to you, Mary. Thanks for holding on. I just went to Julie Green Ministries, and I put in a request form to get her on the radio. We'll see how she responds, but we'll see if she has the internal fortitude to actually jump on the show with us, because I'd like to go through everything that she's endorsing. I've done this before. I'm respectful about it, but when it comes to this kind of nonsense, it really jacks me up, to say the least. We had a guy, and I'm trying to remember his name. I can see his face right now, but we had him on the show. He was tooting the horn, and he was blowing the horn for Donald Trump, and he's going to support Donald Trump, and Donald Trump stood with him, and he's going to stand with him till the very end. We pulled him up on the show, and I said, did you know that Donald Trump did this? Then I said, did you know that Donald Trump did this? Opposite of what he said he was going to do. Of course, we're supposed to judge him by his fruit, right? Yes, that's what we're supposed to do. Okay, cool. Then all of a sudden I said the third thing or the second of the third thing, and all of a sudden he comes back and says, well, it's not like I'm on the Trump train. And so what I did is I played the video of him promoting and driving traffic over to Donald Trump. That's not his job. He's a preacher. And that's not what he was doing at all. So I think what we did is we planted enough seed in him. And I think that that individual, and if I could think of his name right now, I can see his face. But if I could actually bring him out for who he is, you can see that the guy's got some serious cash flow going into his ministry. And it's not because he's doing what he's doing is righteous. Matter of fact, this guy ended up leaving his wife or his secretary. And it's interesting. I've always noticed this, and I'll give it back to Mary in just a moment here. But I'm just speaking from my heart right now. I've always noticed, and I just talked to my wife about this the other day, it's interesting how if there's some point of error with that individual, how big their ministries get. Because it's like, listen, folks, it's straight and narrow and not wide and broad. But if I can get you in error, the enemy will pick that up and he'll promote him, because the closer he is to the light, the more the devil can use him. Remember, he transforms his angels or his apostles into the angels or ministers into the angels of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. For some reason or another, there's always some major flaw. And if people would just give it a little time, you'll understand exactly why they're so popular or why they're making so much money. And now I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with money. I'm for capitalism. But how did he get his money? And I'm not saying anything about being popular in ministry either. But if you're preaching the word of God for righteousness' sake and not your own sake and making a show out of it. Greg Locke is the guy I'm thinking of. Greg Locke. Folks, you might want to pull the curtain back on that guy as well. But with that said, folks, let's get back to Mary. And Mary, I did just say to our friends that are listening right now, I did just send a request into our friend in Canada. We should know the scriptures enough to know what's right and what's wrong, and this woman is clearly in error. And it also tells us in 1 Corinthians 14:34, King James Version, let your women keep silent in the churches. This woman doesn't know what submission is. A lot of the sound preachers in America, for those that are sound in America, are coming out, and it seems like they're in unison right now trying to tell the American people, women preachers are a full-blown sign of a rebellious church. And he's exactly right, because it's not throwing women under the bus. It's the women's function, or the woman's function, is to be where she is supposed to be, the way that God ordained it. God, the Son, the man, the wife, and then the household and the children. I mean, that's the children in the household. That's how it goes. And I didn't ordain that. The Lord ordained that. And if we want to go ahead and throw his function out of order, then we're going to see more of what we're seeing today with the likes of the Julie Greens and the such. So I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Thank you. I want you to know that what really bothers me is that whenever she talks about Trump, she never, ever talks about him as the father of the vaccine. And how Trump said in his first interviews with, I think it was three pastors, how he has nothing to apologize for. And if you watch her, like if you watch her today's show, she reminds me of a medium in the 20s in a seance, because she will talk like she's repeating the word of God. And in today's I lost her, part of it was that she was like shouting because God is angry about what's going on and how he's going to change things and how, you know, Donald Trump is going to, you know, come in. And then she'll go really soft, and it's like and I can't watch her. It's like when the first time I ever watched her, I was uneasy. I go, there is something wrong with her. It's like she's reminding me of a fake medium. But
I've seen her before, by the way. Someone sent some stuff over to me, and I'm amazed at how many people listen to her nonsense. I really am. But go ahead.
I'm glad that you're looking into her, because she's reaching out to people globally. I mean, she is leading people and giving false hope, especially to the poor people in Australia, what they're suffering through. It's funny, she never mentions New Zealand and those poor people, but it's like she is misleading people, and a part of me will feel guilty, because she goes over the scriptures, but a part of me is going, there's something wrong with her.
Yeah, there
and
is.
I have left many messages on Tim, your partner, your and
Tim Brown.
But I'm glad I got a hold of you because I've been wanting you to address this because she has a strong following. She's making money off of her following, and
well, really, what you have to understand, Mary, more than anything, is people like her are put up as a judgment unto the people that put her up. And that's exactly what you're seeing. I want to say this, too. For people like her that are offering false hope, for the prosperity preachers that are saying, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, because they want a new horse or a new house or a new airplane or whatever the case might be, a new cabin. When the economy goes south, those people are going to be, they're not going to be praised, they're going to be hunted. And so it's going to be for these other false prophets. And this woman, I'm not even going to call her a false prophet. She's a heretic. And again, I know exactly who she is. I've done enough cross-examination of some of the stuff that these people say. And it's like, you know what? If people don't know the Word of God enough to stay away from that kind of nonsense, then they deserve what they get. But again, I want to end this conversation with this. This is a judgment upon the people that put her up. And that's why she's, what is she leading them to? Is she leading them to Christ? No. She's leading them to an arm of the flesh, to a man that lies, to a man that steals, to a man that rapes, to the man that does everything opposite of what he promised he would do. And it shows you how willfully blind the people are that they would even listen to a message like that. Again, if you want to test the prophets, go to Jeremiah 23. You can also go to Ezekiel 13. You can go to Deuteronomy 13. If they're not up here, let me say this, because somebody, I want you to listen to this carefully. Put this up against what you're hearing in America today. I was going to bring this up in passing, but I want you to hear this just because it's pertinent to this conversation. Leonard Ravenhill said some time ago, obviously he just died, I believe, in the late 80s, but Leonard Ravenhill was accepted by the people as a prophet. Now, I don't know how far that goes, but from what I know of him, he had a lot of good things to say, okay? And again, we're just praise God for his call, but we want to get away from the man, and we want to know what the anointing brought forth and what the Lord used him for. That's what we're thankful for. Not in spite of Leonard, because he had to adhere to the Spirit of God from his heart, but in saying that, I just don't want to put a man up on a pedestal. Leonard Ravenhill said of Charles Finney, he said, and put this up against what you see today. Finney never made an altar call within the first 28 nights of his preaching. No, altar calls are completely unbiblical. Most of our evangelists don't have 28 sermons, said Leonard Ravenhill. 28 nights in a row, and he never made an altar call. Again, altar calls are unscriptural. Ravenhill said of Finney, he didn't preach the love of God. He didn't say, you're a sinner, God loves you. He said, God is angry with the wicked every day. Psalm 7:11. Is that scriptural? Yes, it is. Which is the word of God in what it says. He didn't preach grace, he preached the law. He didn't Romans 15:8. He didn't preach love, he preached judgment. 11:42 of Luke, I'm just thinking of these scriptures as I'm reading this. He didn't preach heaven, he warned of hell, but he did preach the fear of God. Luke 12:4-5. Read that when you get a moment. He didn't say you're a wonderful person. He said that you are a rebel who needs to repent. But he got results. 64% of D.L. Moody's converts, did you know that they backslid? Why? Because during that time, the message began to change. 72% of all of Finney's converts remained faithful because he knew how to attack the human will, not just the emotions. And if you look at what he's saying here in particular, scripturally, it just came to my aid when he was highlighting what Finney was preaching during the time, the great enlightening time, the great awakening period, the 1700s, the founding era of this country. He was right in what he was saying. It's completely backwards. During the break, look up Luke 11:42 really quick. 11:42, and you'll understand exactly what Jesus said when he said, you overlook judgment, okay, and the love of God. Okay. So in other words, he's putting it into perspective to the Pharisees that he was rebuking during that particular time. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So I want you to see something, and we'll hit a couple more points here in just a couple minutes. But I want you to see something, okay? So we've been with Rumble, I think, for a year and a half, 2 years now, okay? And I want you to see this. This is the back end of our Rumble page. Okay, so this is our live stream page. We got shut down by Facebook illegally. We got shut down by Vimeo illegally. We got shut down by YouTube illegally. Okay, so I want to show you how what's happening here. So this is Tim's show just this morning, The Voice of Treason. Okay, and it tells you how many people watch the video. It says raw videos, and then it tells you unique visitors or unique views. So he had 15,378 unique views on top of the 37,000 raw views. Okay, yesterday I had 57,000 raw views, and I had 23,842 unique views. Okay, but yet we have 20,000. Folks, we have 20,000 subscribers on that page. Can anybody say it just doesn't jive what they're saying? No, it doesn't. There's nothing about what is happening here or saying that jives. On my other page, I'm just venting for a moment. So I have 5,000, I got the max, 5,000 friends, okay? And then I'm followed by 10,334 people. When I post, folks, I'm lucky to get 3 comments, okay? And I want to just say this, if this is the first time listening, and then we're going to get to the next point. When we first started SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we had over 750,000 unique visitors the first month. We ranked 11,000th right away in the United States, right out of the gate. Okay? The next month, we had over 850,000 unique visitors. The third month, we were tipping on 1 million visitors. Okay, so don't tell me about how Alex Jones is the most censored guy. Alex Jones didn't have anything on this ministry. Matter of fact, on Genesis Communication Networks, when we first started with Genesis Communication Networks, they used to have gauges as to how many people were watching you compared to the other five that they were watching that were on the top list on GCN viewers. We had 68% more viewers than Alex Jones himself. Okay? And I'm not going to go there. I'm not capping on Alex, but I do got a lot of questions to the guy. I'd love to get him on the show. I've been on his show a couple times, but I'd love to get him on the show and ask him the question why you're not answering questions from other people that are asking you if you're a shill or not. Because I noticed a lot of favoritism going over to that of Donald Trump. And he got real weird after he met Donald Trump. Maybe we should get David Knight up, huh? If Ted doesn't, or if Alex doesn't want to jump on with us. Again, I'm not capping on him. I'm just saying there's more questions around him than anything. And why he's going to bat for Donald Trump and defending Donald Trump since he's met him, everything about that raises a huge flag. But again, just going back full circle, don't sit there and tell me about how people are the most censored on the network. They ain't got nothing on us. Google has pulled our platforms. And the reason they pulled our platform is because they know all the well what myself and Tim Brown, morning show host, tells you is true. It's all predicated on the Word and the Constitution. They hate people that abide by the law. And these are sons and daughters of Belial, so you know. Okay, so let's get back to what we were talking about before our friend called in from Phoenix. Okay, we were talking about Greg Abbott. Go ahead and look it up, friends. He's friends with Netanyahu. He's a part of the WEF member. He's interlocked and interlaced with this alliance of hell, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And I'm not going to go any further than that because at that point I can't verify what isn't true. But this picture right here is worth a thousand words, okay? And then what we did is we also showed you that many people say it's a psyop going on what's going on in Texas right now. Wait a second. It's the federal government attacking the states, okay? That's the fight that they're creating. And the best way to fill the seats is to keep creating fights. That's what they do, with politicians especially. So you get Abbott and the lieutenant governor, they're mad at Joe Biden, only to find out Abbott and the lieutenant governor are importing these illegals, they're not deporting these illegals, okay? So then we get this young lady right here, who says the whole Texas border showdown, it's all a psyop. It's all a psyop, it's all smoke and mirrors. The fact of the matter is it's happening. And what's crazy about it is during the break, you're listening to the said useful idiots tell you about how this administration is the working man's best friend. They're telling you that Joe Biden's criminal treasonous administration, again, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, is taking care of other countries when in fact it's your government funding both sides of the war. It's the same government that sanctioned the murder of 70 million babies. Do I need to go further than that? I didn't think so. And America's going to pay for that one. You can rest assured. 24 verse 4, 2 Kings. Numbers 35:33. Read it when you get a moment. Now, I want to show you this because you need to see this. And this is a said representative, Rep. Steve Daines. And what they just found. Now, I want to tee this up really quick. Yesterday, somebody that I know had to go to the DMV, and they had to get their real ID. And I asked, how much did that cost? This person said to me, $42. I said, isn't that interesting? You in America have to go to the DMV, saith the government, and prove to them who you are. So you can get on an airplane. Okay? With that said, I want you to listen to the rest. Go ahead, strap your seatbelt on, because this one's going to make you mad, but it's what I've said to you 50 times already.
At the Delta terminal at the Miami airport, instructions for illegals to use their CBP One app, that's the Customs Border Patrol app, at TSA checkpoints as a valid form of ID to board a plane in the United States. For those who don't know, the CBP One app provides appointments for migrants who are claiming asylum at the border. Migrants, particularly those wanted for crimes, can fill in any basic information they want in the app and be let into the country. The goal was to, and I quote, validate adult non-U.S. citizen travel documentation when the traveler does not otherwise have an acceptable form of identification.
Are you listening, folks? The illegals that are being lured in by the governors, the mayors, and the federal government, they go to the airports and they're told to go to the free phone that they just received and go to the app. They don't need any ID. They don't need any pictures, anything whatsoever. But Americans, you who are accused of being a potential domestic terrorist, say if your government since September 11th, who's under attack by the DHS and all these unconstitutional agencies, these alpha organizations that have been created, are all pointing at you as being the problem, but the illegals, don't worry about them. We're going to give them, on top of a free phone, we're going to give them a plane ticket to the destination of their choice, and on top of it, we're going to steal $5,000 per illegal that comes into America from the American people, and we're going to give it to the illegals. Americans, quit acting like the government's giving it to them, because the government without you has nothing, because you are the government.
However, it also notes that photos are optional. It says that multiple times.
Share this information, folks.
Provide biographical information if requested, but notes that information is not stored, again, multiple times. How is this even serious? Illegals coming to the United States from countries that are designated state sponsors of terror and on terror watch lists can use this process. Americans, think about this for a moment. We, as Americans, are going to be forced to acquire a real ID by May of 2025, or you or anybody else here, myself, will be barred from boarding a flight in the United States. How in the world can we justify this?
You can't.
When illegal immigrants are allowed to board planes with unverifiable information they filled out on an app.
Okay, so you get that? The Bible says that you will be made the tail and they will be made the head. This is another dose of the American people's reality, regardless if they want to see it the way it is or not. It's very tangible. You're in a warfare. You've been here for a long time. You see who's attacking you, but you want to keep denying it. You want to create a bubble of deception and try to create a world that is fictitious in so many different ways and try to convince yourself and or in convincing yourself that what I just told you is not actually happening. That was a senator that is warning you and telling you exactly what's going on at the airports, friends. And Americans, we're paying for our own demise, and enough is enough. We got to begin to stand up and defy tyrants. We have to stand up and begin to resist tyranny, which is obedience to God. By the way, these are available on sonsoflibertymedia.com, red, white, and blue. Resistance to tyranny and tyrants is obedience to God. Read Romans 12:20, and you will understand perfectly. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.